You want to
call it out?
Hello, hello. It's Rob talking here. Said to you here.
A mozzarella stick on the back of.
Mozzarella.
Why does it look like that?
Yeah, I hear it. All good.
Oh, I guess I should put some food on here now. Want a cum hot dog? No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, what's on the top there?
Where?
Of my background. What does it say on top?
I don't know. That's the end of the picture. I don't remember why. Let's see if I have any other food in here. All right, I have to get one. I can't be left out. Oh, here's some lobster.
Yeah.
I'll get some food. Let's see. Oh, I know what to do.
I'd say that's more a langoustine.
You're right.
Was that Bob coughing?
Italian food. A calzone.
Hmm.
I should have done a calzone. Calzone. A pinwheel.
Rice ball.
No, keep guessing.
Oh, we have
gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh, cannoli. Dessert. Oh. So I've got appetizer, Robin. You have a meal here. I love it.
I was trying to find Chevaliadelle, but there was no 1920 by 1080 picture, so I decided to go with the
man,
quickest one.
I approve.
Oh, it doesn't fit. That's the problem. They always squeeze it.
All righty. Let us begin.
Oh, dear. Do you like Chevaliadelle?
What is that?
It's like a different, it's a pastry, but it's like bread with it's like half what you see behind me and half bread. Like it's like, it's got all that icing shit and maybe chocolate, but then on the inside it's got, it's breading. It's more like a corn bread type of thing.
I'd have to see a photo.
They were always eating that in The Sopranos. Chevaliadelle, Chevaliadelle.
Isn't that what Kosher Deli had a buzzer for?
Oh, it's like a it's like a lobster tail, right? Like
I don't know what is lobster
it's
tail.
Like, it's
some
almost
kind of
like
pasta.
A croissant, right?
So yeah, that's good. It's like a croissant.
Like a croissant with cream in it.
A horn of plenty.
I always thought they would put cream on the top and not inside.
I recently learned from the Great British Bake Off that cannoli filling is ricotta. I didn't realize it was ricotta cream. All right.
Did you ever see the video of this guy who goes to Italy and asks them, how do you pronounce this mozzarella? And they say mozzarella.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, what, it's not mozzarella? No. Mozzarella. Or then they go like calamari. No, calamari.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 minutes of that.
And it was gabagool as well. Like,
gabagool.
Gabagool.
Oh, capacola. Capacola.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. What is the gabagool?
Right. Go. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. Tommy Lee recently explained how Motley Crue smuggled drugs across.
Hey, it's Rob. Rob. There we go. Still talking.
Hold on. I know why. I don't know why. Still need to be louder?
I could stand to be a little bit louder. Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is your announcement.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. And don't forget to record.
Yep. Starting now. Okay, let me mute everybody.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Tommy Lee recently explained how Motley Crue smuggled drugs across borders back in the day. Cool story, bro. Now, how about you use these skills to sneak your boy McMars some of that sweet, sweet COVID vaccine? Help an old man out. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Welcome. Yes, hopefully McMars is plenty vaccinated.
Can I just say,
I believe he's in the high risk group, so he should be eligible.
If Mick Mars is not one of the first 10 people vaccinated, there's a big problem with our system.
If Mick Mars is one of the first 10 people vaccinated, he's dead.
Well, this just in.
Well, we got plenty of show to get to. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Tuesday, February 16th. The Metal Injection Livecast typically. We're live Tuesdays, 6 p.m.-ish to about 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, archived all over wherever fine podcasts are available. And if you want a little extra podcast, a little extra Metal Injection Livecast in your life, you can always hit up our Patreon page, patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. For $5 a month, you get access to at least 2 bonus episodes a month, and you get video versions of our podcast, and you also get Sid's Fancy weekly TV column, and we just posted a brand new bonus episode on our Patreon. We recorded it this weekend. We did a watch along of a movie you surely have never heard of. The movie is called Partners. It's really called Partners. It's
and
Partners.
Even if you do a Google search for it, it won't come up. The right Partners
right.
won't come up.
Right. You have to Google Partners 2009 movie.
You basically have to know everything there is to know about this movie and put it in your search before Google will tell you what it is.
Now, the way I would describe the movie, or the way I would pitch the movie to someone, is imagine somebody from Brooklyn watched every mafia movie, Goodfellas, Casino, The Godfather, even like the more obscure ones like King of New York, Donnie Brasco. And because he watched all of those movies, he deemed himself a professional filmmaker and then decided to shoot a movie basically badly mimicking tropes of all of those movies into a piece of garbage, which we had to sit through. We forced ourselves to sit through for your amusement for about 90 minutes.
The way I would describe it would be if Michael Mann's Heat was made by the Community College of Staten Island.
That's another good way to describe it.
Right, I believe it's pronounced piece of garbage.
Piece of garbage.
Thank you.
And you can find out what our agenda is with this movie. Go to patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $5 access to that. And then earlier this month, we did another hilarious livecast Hall of Fame. Meme Hall of Fame episode. We inducted Shlomo. We inducted the IO Digital Cable song.
Hello.
And we had a really good time doing that. Last month we did a livecast Hall of Fame of the Iron Sheik. And what was the second one? Douglas Levison was the second half of that one. So, and what was the other bonus episode we did last month?
Was that several months already?
Well, there's so much going on. Hit up our Patreon, patreon.com, Injection Livecast.
Cheap Jew Russia.
And I do have to say, I'm still getting recommended Iron Sheik clips on my YouTube after watching. And I love it. I love revisiting
them. Because you keep
so
watching
long.
Them because you see them and you have to watch it.
Yeah, there was one that was like, and maybe over an hour of him on Howard Stern just yelling, having a near heart attack. And it was classic. I couldn't look
away.
Was it
when Artie Lang pretended to be like an imposter Iron Sheik?
That was part of it. Yes, exactly.
They always have people call up and be like Macho Man Randy Savage or whatever.
Randy Savage! but in this one also, they had his old manager, Eric Sims, who's just... Okay. The worst caricature of a Northeastern American Jew. And clearly taking advantage of the Sheik. And Howard Stern is kind of like
on top of it and starts grilling him on the air about how he's screwing Sheik out of his payouts. And I'm pretty sure this interview is what led to that guy being fired. So definitely look that up if you're an Iron Sheik fan. So
next month on Squared Circle Pit, you'll have that guy on as your guest.
Eric Sims, I bet he would come on. He's still, I actually looked him up. He's still very prominent in the wrestling talent agency world in terms of booking people for autograph signings.
He represents everybody that's still wrestling doing indie shows that has no business wrestling doing indie shows.
Yeah, like Demolition. The entire roster of WWF 1989 he represents.
Jimmy Snuka's corpse.
Well, speaking of corpses, we mentioned Mars and, of course, Tommy Lee. And, first of all, I do also want to mention really quickly, how rude of me, we have a phone line. If you're listening live, that's another perk of listening live. You can interact with us. Give us a ring. 213-WIDE-NUT. That's the number. And Jander in our live chat asks, how the fuck am I supposed to fap to this shit? You're not. This is a not, no fap zone.
I mean,
for now.
No, we have plenty of delicious fappable food in our backgrounds. I mean, right there. Let's fap to some mozzarella sticks. What's wrong with you?
Some nice Chevalier dough.
Yeah.
That's not Chevalier dough, but I like saying that word.
Canole. so let's talk about this Tommy Lee thing. I found this Tommy Lee clip. Tommy Lee is very forthcoming with his tales of drug use and all this. And he was on Steve O's podcast because it's like everyone has a podcast. Everyone's trying to get in on our territory.
Steve O actually came up with a cool idea. He has an RV that he turned into his podcast studio, and I guess he like drives to people's homes. Or he drives it around.
He's one guy that I would approve having a podcast because he's a very interesting fella.
It is hard to listen to him, though, because he sounds like he has a tracheotomy.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, it's because he got those fake teeth. What are they? Veneers? And it almost feels like the veneers are too big for his mouth.
His
so
voice
he can't...
was always sort of messed up, though.
He
destroys himself professionally.
I think it's from all the vomiting, like all the bile must have burned his
cutting his tongue with broken glass.
Hey, on today's episode, we are going to talk about when I
That's
put a
what he sounds like.
Flaming firecracker in my asshole.
Well, let's play this clip. So they were asking Tommy Lee about how Motley Crue, of course, infamous drug abusers, and how they would smuggle drugs. So let's – and Tommy Lee, very forthcoming, great advice for anyone looking to smuggle some drugs. Let's see what he says.
Put it in the Chevalier Dell.
You know, cool. Steve used to do the poo condom or the
so this is now his co-host
to smuggle weed, you know, across state lines.
Yeah,
what are some of the clever Certainly. Ways that like maybe you guys used to transport drugs internationally, if you could talk about that?
Wow, so hold on, that's Wait. A big revelation there. Steve-O said he would put weed in a condom and shove it up his butt to try when he traveled.
Shove it his butt or swallow it and then poo it out later, I think.
Yeah. Darren's way is more controversial. The other way is like, didn't everybody do that? It's not like a common thing to do.
I think in your butt.
I don't know. I've never shoved a condom of drugs up my butt.
No, liar. The reason why you don't shove it in your butt, I've read, is because you can only get it so far into the cavity, as opposed to if it's in your digestive system. If they decide to search you, it's in your stomach lining, and then you should.
But then also though, wouldn't it take much longer to get out of you?
I mean, yeah, but you know, it's coming eventually if you take
right.
lack.
Also, can it get stuck? No,
Rob,
I think he just shoves it up his butt.
Rob, take
no, I'm not
take
swallowing
it. And swallow the weed, and let's see if you poop it by the end of the show.
Just
no.
You know what? You know what? We don't have to. Just to do the experiment, you can just swallow a condom.
Rob doesn't have condoms.
And you can smoke the weed.
I go in raw, baby.
That's right.
Sorry, what were you saying, Noah?
I said you can smoke the weed and swallow the condom.
I mean, I could just smoke the weed, though.
You can
but anyway, let's
put the condom on one of those mozzarella sticks over there.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
I just want to say,
smuggle a mozzarella stick in a condom? Go ahead.
As time goes by, it's harder to tell between Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx. They just are kind of like transforming into one person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Nikki Six is looking way better nowadays than Tommy Lee. We could do a comparison in a minute.
Who has the bigger cack?
Probably Tommy Lee. I'm just assuming. I've never
seen
Nikki
Six has his dick size in his name.
Are you sure about that?
That might be
did Nikki Six have a sex tape, please? I don't think so. No, that was Bret Michaels. I don't think.
Bret
Michaels and Pamela Anderson had their sex tape, and then Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson had their sex. I'm just trying to remember which glam metal stars have been exposed. Anyway, let's get back to this clip.
Sure. Cross state lines.
Yeah.
What are some of the clever ways to smuggle weed, you know, across state lines?
Yeah.
What are some of the clever ways that, like, maybe you guys used to transport drugs internationally, if you can talk about that?
Yeah.
sorry to throw you on the spot but I'm just curious about, like, you know, put it up in your nutsack to get through TSA or, I mean, what?
I'd never put it, like, in or on my body. I say in.
maybe, like, he means tuck it under your nutsack?
How would that work?
I don't know.
Yeah,
unless your nuts smell really bad, a drug dog will still be able to smell that.
Well, I mean, Tommy Lee could be a candidate for having really bad smelling nuts.
It's true.
That could be the perfect place now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on that drum kit all day, probably.
Never be. And also, he's got this flap of man meat that's covering it, too. Like, it might take the cops might have to call in a fucking SWAT team to lift up his junk.
Always two places come to mind real quick. going through, whether it's in the air or on the ground. On the ground, if you're on your tour bus, they have very much like Steve-O's got here on this truck. In the back, you'd pop it up just by hand. It was like it's almost like an emergency exit. It doubles as an emergency exit and for ventilation. So we'd fucking be, oh, fuck, we're getting to the border, fucking roll out the windows, blow the smoke out, I'll fucking make sure everything's cool, and grab whatever fucking drugs we have, and pop that thing open, but you couldn't do it like going down the road fast, shit would fly off the bus. So as soon as we stop and pull into immigrations, or customs, or whatever that shit, pop the top, nice and slow, pick the fucking everything, put it up on the roof of the bus and close the fucking close the ventilation. Fucking dogs, immigration dudes, you know, come through the bus. All right, all good. See you guys later. And as soon as the fucking bus door shut, boom, pop that up, pull it in. We're good.
That would have been great in the movie.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, then I think of the airplane. Same deal. Like the headliner here, you know, you know, they're like in an airplane.
Private plane, he means, right?
You got your headliner upholstery or whatever.
Your private plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah. What did he
say?
So
we'd take fucking cocaine, whatever
it
was.
What did he say? That was.
Well, he means as opposed to like a commercial airline.
But what did he say that was wrong?
Nothing.
I just said he means a private plane, right? I'm clearly that guy.
I just wanted to dunk on Tommy Lee saying something dumb, but all right. Oh well.
I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming.
So he should have put that in the movie.
He's like Steve-O is like. Do you remember the Looney Tunes where there was the big bulldog and there was a little dog prancing behind? Who are we gonna beat up now, Spike? Who are we gonna beat up now? That's what Steve-O is like.
Yeah.
We
got to
put it in the movie.
Sorry.
Do as much as we could before we get there. Whatever was left, we'd stick it, like I found above my seat for some reason, there was a little fucking rip in the headliner. So we'd fucking get the fucking bag of blow and just really crank it down as little as we could and fucking just like to kind of, you know, get it up inside the headliner and kind of put it back. It's like a little piece of double sided like double stick tape, and just and you couldn't even tell. It was just like this. I mean, it's in the headliner, same thing, dogs, and I'm sitting there, dude, fucking poo poo in my pants, just like oh my god,
just
oh my
geeked
god.
Out,
just freaked out that the dog's gonna fucking come.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know who the worst storyteller in the world is?
Is it Tommy Lee?
Yes.
I just want, I want someone who's like the Chris Hansen of the drug world to knock on this door and be like, sir, please have a seat over here. Oh, you're sitting already? Okay. You just incriminated yourself to about 20 years worth of drug charges on video.
Not really. I mean, there's no evidence. He's just saying it. It's,
I know. I just
illegal.
I just want to scare the shit out of him. Like,
oh, I see. I don't think he's scarable.
It might not be
he
actionable.
He was scared when the dog was in the airplane. He
That's
was shitting
fair.
Himself. He just admitted to
Well, shitting himself because he didn't want to lose the drugs, not because
he
was
not
because
he was afraid. Okay.
Rob jumps
yeah.
right
like,
to the defense
drug.
Of the drug exactly. guy immediately.
Because Rob knows that feeling all too
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah.
How does that work, by the way? Like, do you, the cops really don't think to look on top of the fucking bus? Like, really?
I don't think I'm sure the cops didn't want to bust my, they were probably fans anyway. They weren't looking for like a reason.
At the Mexican border, you think they're like huge fans of
Yeah, those guys rock.
Oh no, they're like probably fucking listening to Toby Keith or some shit.
I think it just depends on the guard and on the day, and if you're lucky enough, you can get away with it. But if the guard's having a bad day and just wants to find some shit, I'm like, I guarantee that they know it's somewhere when bands go through.
What if you're like, you know, a cynic trying to hide drugs, and then like Sid is the guard or something? Like, it could be someone that hates Motley Crue.
Right.
But even
I mean,
still,
I guess they got
to,
off
like,
pretty fine.
You'd have to remove like the entire roof of the plane to find the one spot. Like, you're not gonna instinctively know like where it's just. It seems like it's more trouble than it's worth.
I thought the plane. That this was the bus when he was putting it up.
He said he told both.
Oh, okay.
The bus thing is pretty crazy to me because at first I assumed there was just like an area between the main part of the bus and then like, you know, the outside, but no, he's saying literally put it outside of the bus and just drive very slowly with the drugs on the roof of the car. I mean, hey, do what you got to do to get your drugs to the next state.
Oh, hey, what's the deal with that?
But pretty interesting. It feels like it's, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to chime in and incriminate myself.
Oh boy.
Why? It's just a story.
Yeah.
Touche, Nala. Hoist by your own petard.
I mean, Rob, if you get in trouble for this, Darren's going to be the one that gets arrested anyway. So what does
no,
it matter?
That's true. That's
no,
true.
He got arrested too. We both did. He deserved it, and I didn't.
Yeah. Rob's wheels are turning. You could tell.
Just thinking of how to hide the fucking drugs in the square slice behind him.
He's texting the Metal Injection legal counsel right now to see what he's allowed to say and what he isn't.
I don't have legal counsel for what I'm allowed to say with drug talk. Just copyright legal counsel, basically.
What we're going to do is get a copyright claim from Motley Crue because they have patented all drugs.
All drug smuggling? Oh, all drugs. Well, I wanted to play actually another clip of Tommy Lee talking about drugs.
Oh.
This is... him and his current wife, they're just very, he's very open about, all the little drugs he used to do. So let me,
yeah, cause he got away with it. Right.
Right. Here. Oop. Hold on one sec. Let me get this going. This is on your mom's house.
Oh,
my mom lives in a building.
Tom Segura's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on Tom Segura's podcast. I was just trying to make sure.
I guess he was doing his rounds. Was he like promoting something specific?
This is from a year ago. So this is just, he just likes to talk about drugs. So here Tom Segura asks him.
Of drug experimentation in my life, and I want to try some.
Oh my gosh.
So like looking back on all the fun drugs you did, all the good times you had on them, which one, like, could you rank this drug as the best?
Yes.
We come back, Tom's addicted to heroin. I know. He's
is
all
it,
skinny.
Heroin is the best.
Really?
By far the best. And, I mean, fuck. I hate even saying that because you don't want somebody
know,
to go like, oh, fuck, I got to
No,
quit.
You don't want them
but
to.
Just,
but,
I hate even saying that, even though I wrote an entire book that's basically – a how-to guide on
Wait,
massive drug use.
He wrote a book?
Well, the band, Motley Crue, the Dirt. Well,
yeah, he didn't write a
wrote
book.
It. Stop he it. Wrote a book. He dictated a book.
Yeah, he talked to a guy for like 90 minutes.
I would say it's probably longer than 90 minutes.
It's awesome. It is fucking incredibly amazing.
What's his deal?
That's why it's amazing, because you, as soon as you pull the needle out.
He cannot complete a sentence.
You're so. I think he has ADD. I'm not even trying to be insulting.
I think he just did a lot of drugs.
Sure.
His brain probably doesn't work.
His mind is all over the place.
Once I got across the border, I was such a high, I didn't even want to do the fucking drugs anymore. I just went back and forth across the border with drugs over and over.
Dude, you know, the thing about heroin, man, and it's like, yeah, and then you want to do that, and I just want to say, and yeah, it's just so... That's what he sounds like.
Or smoke it, or snort it, whatever.
Yeah.
Is she sitting on an English sheepdog next to him?
That's Vince Neil's wig.
A couple of seconds. You just go to this place of like...
That wig is doing a cameo next.
Fucking, this room could be on fire, and I'd be like...
You're just floating.
But that's pretty much him, like, all the time anyway.
Yeah. So. His sidekick is Drew Barrymore?
I think that's his wife.
Oh, is it?
Right? Tom Segura's wife, Christina.
Married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man.
How hard was it to kick?
That's the problem. And
this is a
luckily, I fucked with it for probably just like a little under a year. And the whole time I did it, I just kept telling myself, man, this is way too good. I could fuck with this a lot. And I just kind of talked myself out of it because I know myself and I know how good that is. And
yeah.
This could go really horribly wrong.
And you were able to
I just failed on it. I was like, this is too good. I'm not.
I don't believe this.
Tommy
and
Lee.
This is too good. I'm going to stop doing it.
Tommy Lee says, heroin, really good.
Yeah, who could believe it?
No, I believe it because he quits good things. He stays with bad things. That's why he's still in Motley Crue. Because it's not too good, so I can stick with it.
Built to be able to do that, though.
For some reason, I guess. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Were you scared of shooting yourself?
I believe
with
he
drugs?
Beat heroin because he beats good things, too.
I always prefer the needle stuff to be hard.
No, like, that was like the fun part. That was like kind of the romantic part.
Yeah,
he like loved it. He's like good
at
injecting
the blood when you pull it out, and then boom. And then
was the whole band on it together?
I've never ever heard injecting myself being described as romantic, or injecting oneself, I should say, described as romantic.
As all doing it,
just two of us.
Yeah,
yeah.
He and gives me my B12 shots now. He's like, oh, yeah, I got this. He's all flicking the needle. I'm like, this is weird that he's so, you know.
I mean, this is the other thing that was kind of weird to me. He said just that he wouldn't name who else he did drugs with. Obviously, Nikki Sixx, well documented. That mm-hmm. Nikki Sixx, but, like, he wouldn't name him. I guess he's being very thoughtful. It's not his story to tell, but just seemed weird when the information is very public knowledge and he's just, like, shy about it.
Shit would get so weird sometimes where –
he injects McMars's insulin. He's just helping everybody out.
My band.
My partner
in
my band.
Super high in a hotel room in like a four.
Does he mean Methods of Mayhem?
Houston.
You're right. It could be a different band.
Yeah.
No, but he's talking about the 80s. So this story is ridiculous.
Super high in a hotel room in like a Four Seasons in Dallas, Houston. And we ran.
Love that he remembers.
We ran out of dope. We had blow and heroin. And we ran out of dope. And
did you hear what he just said? We ran out of dope. We have blow and heroin, but we ran out of dope. Heroin is dope.
Yeah, I was okay. I needed some clarification. Maybe are you sure he wasn't talking about the band?
And... yeah, they ran out of the band. Dope.
We ran out because dope showed up.
I mean, weed is also described as dope, but the way he's talking about it, he's talking about heroin.
Maybe
but he's
he
so
we
scattered.
Had blow and heroin, and then we ran out.
Okay.
And we were like,
well, wait, let's go back. Let's go back. Double check.
We ran out of
in all. Wait, hold on. Pause. In all fairness, we know that Tommy Lee is not the best storyteller.
Yes. Yes, that's fair. Yes. We're giving him the benefit of the doubt here.
Hotel room in like a Four Seasons in Dallas, Houston. And we ran out of dope. We had blow and heroin and we ran out of dope. And we were like, fuck. And it's like 3 a.m. Where are we going to get anything? So we were
maybe you're right now.
My fucking
can I point something out,
dude?
Any room that has Tommy Lee in it is not out of dope. Thank you.
Ding.
All right.
Here, I unscrew the cap on a bottle of Jack, and then fill up the cap, and then and draw the needle in the cap. And we were shooting fucking Jack Daniels. I go, okay,
why?
We've reached an all-time low.
Yes.
Like, this
wow.
is, we could just drink this. But,
yeah.
But no.
Yeah, they were junkies. Exactly.
But would that even get you high? Like,
yeah.
More than drinking it?
Faster. It gets the alcohol right in your bloodstream.
With him having just been on the Steve-O podcast, didn't Jackass do a bit like that where one of them, like, IV'd vodka or something? I'm pretty sure, like, Ryan Dunn or one of them.
Yeah, also there was, I think we covered it on the show a few years ago, there was a trend of dipping a tampon in vodka and sticking it up your butt.
Rob, just
because
you did
quicker.
It three times with your friends doesn't make it a trend. It's just something
I never
did.
I never did it with alcohol. So.
Wow. But
we
reached an all-time low.
It's weird. He put a tampon up his ass and I got arrested the next day.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Did you get super fucked up from that?
No, just kind of like you could take, you know, you can taste it in the back of your throat, and you're like, oh, that was cool. I feel like I just did a shot of Jack or a couple shots.
And that didn't burn to put that in your veins?
No.
Wow.
He has a weird resilience.
You're really
too.
High,
obviously,
so it may have.
Now, what about cocaine? You did a lot of cocaine, right?
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
I don't really fuck with it anymore.
Was it a fun ride?
I don't believe that.
Fun for a while, but
he's definitely
twenty. Just. Would be
maybe he's just naturally tweaked just from all the cocaine, you know, like just that is it's broke.
It's certainly possible, but I also think it's a fairly high possibility that he's under the influence of something or craving it.
Oh, it could be legal drug like mood stabilizers.
Why are you defending Tommy Lee, Rob? What are you, his dealer?
He's thinking about it.
Look, the wheels are turning again.
Rob's buffering.
Long period of use.
Fatal exception at ROB 0101.
Back of your brain that becomes.
Wait, now he's talking about buffering? What?
Fuck.
It basically reduces the ability to get that dopamine kick, right?
Yes. And it's just.
Like a buffer that doesn't let it.
There you go.
Yes.
This is podcast
because you
inception.
Overdid it.
So there's one little part I wanted to bring up.
You used it for so long.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's not working. Mm. You're not feeling the same effects. If anything, I'd, you know, do a fucking bump and be like, huh?
And you'd go to sleep.
And be like,
oh, wow.
You know, like, that's not what that drug does.
No.
No.
You're like, time for a nap.
Jesus Christ.
And now his system's so fucked he can drink like 14 cup cappuccinos and go to bed.
Yeah.
That is a very unflattering angle for his wife. You could see where the lip injections happened.
What?
Oh, I didn't even catch that. I said it. I'll have to see that.
Well, anywho, bless you, Tommy Lee. Hopefully things are going well for you.
I don't give a shit if things are going well or not.
Is he on Cameo? What is he doing?
Yeah, we did a segment on it.
Yeah, I think he charges just as much as Vince Neil.
We already played some of his. They were not quite as good as Vince Neil, but still.
But Vince Neil took himself off, right?
Is he back? We should revisit just to make
sure. He's not currently available, I don't believe.
No, it was took himself off, a euphemism for suicide.
I don't know.
He is currently unavailable, but Tommy Lee, very available, just no promos, he says. He'll do a greeting, just not promote your bank, because obviously he wants more money for that.
But that's chintzy anyway. He shouldn't do it. He's big enough that he doesn't need that shit. You gotta promote some.
Shouldn't do what?
Promos. Like, he shouldn't be, you know, some band that's gonna attract 8 people to a fucking.
I'm sure. Also, probably like energy drinks or some bullshit like that, like products. Yeah.
Even that seems like hawking. Like, you don't need that. Like, maybe someone of a.
Right. No. I'm saying he does that, but. For way more money than $400.
He does it
someone
on Cameo?
No, I'm saying if someone wants him to be a brand ambassador, contact his agent.
Right.
That's when where he's doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, that I agree with. Okay, so let's see here. Let's just play one or two of his most recent ones.
Oh, yeah, it's not a good angle.
Yo, Andrew.
Yo.
Happy fucking birthday, dude. It's Tommy Lee. What's up? Listen, Julie, Laura, Carol, Lissy.
Real personal.
Wyndon's and Derek. Because of COVID, wanted me to wish you a happy birthday via Cameo.
Wow.
So I'm saying what up, man. Happy 50th, dude. That's rad. You're no longer a dumbass. Cheers, dude.
What were you
That's
saying?
It.
What's a dumbass? What was that? Because he's not 50. I don't know. So I guess these are mostly birthdays. Oh, here's a Mother's Day one. Let's see what he says.
Oh, no.
Jesus. This is some, this woman definitely was a groupie from Motley Crue and all day. Also, you can very much, you could see he had a little cover-up tattoo here. Very interesting.
Mary
Ann. Oh, that's just his Adam's apple.
Tommy Lee, what's up?
Happy Mother's Day.
Krista and Cody wanted me to shout you out for Mother's Day, and they wanted me to tell you that you're freaking awesome and the most kick-ass mother-in-law and mom ever. She's so wonderful.
Blow your nose, buddy.
Look at that.
Yeah. You might be something else.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Dude, you're a mother. You got to get that vagina sewed up, dude. Oh, awful.
What is he, G.T. Mustaine talking to African women?
Doesn't this look like like the corn font? This is his son's name. It looks like it's the corn font, except the R isn't backwards.
I mean, probably. Is that surprising to you?
Is it a font or like some drunken Las Vegas strip asshole like that just did it in the dark?
He probably had Fieldy do it. Authentic. The inventor of the font.
What is that? I guess the rest of them are birthdays, so we don't have to.
It looks like he just got those all done in the same time. Like, just like a.
Oh, yeah, all of it. Yeah. Well, that was like the Vince Neil one, too. He's like, oh, I got four or five of these. Let's power through this. Let's make $1,200, $1,600 in 5 minutes.
He did one for Lawrence Taylor. Look, LT. And
let's see.
Lisa, what's up? It's Tommy Lee. How are you? And
how's the cult jam doing?
Okay, I can't listen to these. This is cringy.
I mean, it's Cameo. That's.
Well, from one internet startup to another, let's talk a little. How about we talk a little Yelp? We haven't checked in with our favorite Yelp reviewer. In quite a while. And Sid noticed that he had a review of, what was it, the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Well, he went to Popeyes. He visited the local Popeyes.
Mm-hmm. And so here, Darren, let me get you the review. It's in the chat. And cue it up. So this is... The local Popeyes. This is actually Sid. Is this the Popeyes that you frequent?
Well, I wouldn't say I frequent it. I've never stepped inside, but I've ordered delivery once or twice. It's fine.
Delivery?
Is there another Popeyes that you?
No, I just don't eat Popeyes that much.
You're not a Popeyes enthusiast?
I mean, there's so many good, like, actual mom and pop restaurants in my neighborhood. I try to avoid fast food places.
Wow.
Sometimes
That's
I just
new.
Get a craving and I can't.
Always.
I can't help it.
I haven't had it enough to have cravings for Popeyes.
I'll say one thing about Popeyes chicken sandwich. In recent months, the quality across the board has diminished greatly.
That.
When it first, and here's my theory, when they first debuted the chicken sandwich, there were rigorous like corporate standards, like maybe they were, you know, checking up on them, how the food was being prepared or whatever, and it was just luxurious. It was just one of the best chicken sandwiches I ever had. Bar none, even non-fast food. It was fantastic. And now it's the same, except they don't cook it correctly. Like, it's really hard and dry very often. It's just...
Hey, this is. Have you only gone to one Popeyes or multiple Popeyes?
That's why I say I would be very careful if it was one Popeyes to say it might be just this one. It's any Popeyes you go to now.
Hot take, I was never that crazy about the chicken sandwich just because it just tasted like they put their wonderful, delicious, spicy chicken tenders with like some pickles and a bun on it. I don't need the bun. I don't need the bread. Get the bread out of there. I don't need those carbs.
That's not what it is now, though. It used to be that. They used to be the Popeyes chicken sandwich,
before this like viral meme had like this new chicken sandwich with all the promotion happened, they had another sandwich. It was like a hero roll with chicken tenders on it.
No, I know it's not actual chicken tenders, but the taste is nearly indistinguishable.
Oh,
I when
disagree.
I tried it.
I think it's completely different.
What's different about it? The only difference is I believe the sandwich is like a thigh meat and the tenders are probably more likely breasts.
It's thick. It is definitely thigh meat and it's the size of like a half pound burger. The tenders were very thin.
The difference is that one tastes like a shoe and the other one tastes like a boot.
They both taste good.
I know they taste great, but they're just not making it right.
The taste isn't that unique enough where, like, I ordered it once and I was like, all right, I get it. I'm going to go back to my traditional order, which is some tendies, the popcorn shrimp, fries. And sadly, I can no longer order the Cajun rice because they've discontinued it, which is a shanda.
Shame.
I don't know.
I have a question not pertaining to Popeyes, but pertaining to Ken, our friend. Am I allowed to say Ken?
I mean, you already said it twice, so might as well.
I won't
let
say
it fly.
Last name.
We'll call him Nick.
He has
backwards.
He has a that's very appropriate.
That's good.
He has a badge on Yelp that I never noticed before. It says Elite 2021. That's
just when you submit enough reviews, you're an elite user.
So they don't have
it's like
to
a power
be,
user.
They don't have to be like voted on by the community as good reviews. They just
I'm not that up on Yelp badges to tell you specifically, but I maybe probably he, if you get like enough, this is helpful kind of review, like comments on your reviews, maybe you get that. Who knows?
I'd like to campaign among our fans to, if it's possible, to downgrade Ken, our friend, from elite to non-elite, make him lose that badge.
Oh,
I know that'll make him.
So
if you see his reviews, just say not helpful. Oh, I guess you can't. You can only do a positive interaction.
All right. Well, here we go. This is our friend, who shall remain nameless from henceforth, and his review of Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Oh, wait, quickly, before you start, there's a comment in the Discord pertinent to this. Former chain, this is from Scooby-Doo182. It says, former chain restaurant worker here. Whenever promos come out, the quality of the ingredients are always better. But once it's a permanent menu item, the shit just comes from Cisco.
Sounds right. I believe that. That's a good thank you for that insight. It explains a lot.
I absolutely
it really
believe
is.
It.
And then once you think.
You know, I noticed that too with the Doritos Loco tacos as well. Like when they became a regular part of the menu, it was like. The thing was completely falling apart. It was so much different than the presentation when they first came out. But go ahead. Sorry, Dan.
Though a long time... Oh, by the way, 3 stars out of 5. Though a long time fan of chicken sandwiches, I had never tried what Popeyes had to offer until a few short months ago when the craze about their chicken sandwich was all the foodie discussions. I had and enjoyed the spicy variety of this offering. And since I am more a fan of tenders than the on-the-bone chicken, had felt I'd be back for something again in the future. Recently, I had some coupons in a circular, which was for a handful of their tenders. Two sides and 2 biscuits.
Pause, sorry. When was the last time you look through a circular?
Don't thrift shame, Rob. Come on now.
I'm pretty sure what he's saying here. Like, it's not like he looked through the weekend newspaper, like the Sunday Post or whatever, and there were coupons. I think what he's talking about is, you know, that junk mail in New York.
Valpak?
Yeah, so in New York.
It's not junk mail, it's coupons that they send.
It's coupons, yeah, exactly. It's
money.
Yeah.
It's literally junk mail. The coupons are junk mail. It's enticement to get you to spend money.
Must
and
be nice,
it's physical,
yeah,
junk mail.
Mr. Living in the Brooklyn elite.
Hold on. So you guys look through the Valpak? You look through
my
the Valpak circular?
My wife.
You?
For what?
I get a thrill whenever I get a coupon that I can use.
A coupon for like what? Like for?
Like the last coupon I used was for Contact Solution. Except I saved $3. That's a lot of money.
Fucking
okay. Okay, fair.
High off the hog in your ivory tower.
The elite class too.
I guess so, because like for me, when I see those Valpaks on my soup, and I'm like, it's jam spam. But I'm okay with it because the people distributing it, they're getting work, they're getting paid to distribute it. That's fine. But
the
in the grand
condescension.
No, why?
I will suffer this inconvenience so the poor is.
Let
be
me
employed.
Finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. I think it's great that it's providing work for people. But it is such a waste of resources. It's a waste of paper. Like, think about how many trees are killed every week for these fucking bullshit circulars that 99% of people aren't even just immediately goes in the trash.
You care more about the trees than people who could use
the $3 coupons. Make the coupons digital. Can be.
People don't have the internet access.
Well, maybe the Valpak people should spend less time printing circulars and instead give out some smartphones with the coupons on them.
Can we make computers out of the trees? That would solve all the problems.
Yeah! Yeah, we're talking.
All the coupon circulars in my neighborhood are for like Schmooly and Sippy's discount S regime warehouse. So I never see anything useful.
For me, it's like Rite Aid, Walgreens. You know,
you don't get a Chikurin coupon in there, Darren? Get a kosher sushi?
No, it's all
no
like...
No JG pizza coupon.
It's all like 10% off tzitzit.
Okay. You make a product.
Glow-in-the-dark mezuzah. For you.
Buy one, get one free, get filter fish?
Yes, exactly. At the glass
okay. mart. So, sorry, back to the review. By the way, I've never seen someone say I don't prefer on the bone chicken.
I don't. I stand with our friend on that one.
I'm more a fan of. I mean, look, on the bone chicken has its place. I agree. I would prefer a tender, less work.
Wait,
sometimes
are
you want
the
work?
Bone chicken segregationist
has its place. Yeah, I believe they should be separate from the tenders. Yes.
Okay, separate fryer. Recently I had some I'm going to say this the most pretentious way possible. I had some coupon in a circular which was for a handful of their tenders, two sides and two biscuits.
Well, what's a handful of tenders? I think coupons are typically more specific than that.
Wait, listen to this guy. For me, this makes two individual meals.
He's rationing out the biscuits.
This is so sad.
I come from humble means. No, I added that part. So I snagged it and added a large order of their seasoned fries.
Oh.
The coupon allowed me an $8.99 price, while the fries pushed this up to almost $15 before tax. So that was
that's
a little bit much.
Hold on. So the fries are $5 for a large fries?
They know what the appeal is in this place.
Yeah, and their fries are good.
You might be doing some fuzzy math there.
Yeah, something's off here. It has to be after tax, I think. Go ahead.
For the spicy.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Noah has a question.
Wait, before you continue, I have a question. Cajun fries from Popeyes or from Five Guys? Which do you prefer?
I'm not sure I've ever had either.
I hate everything from Five Guys. It's disgusting.
That's tough. That's a tough question. I'm a fan of both establishments. I would say I'm a bigger fan of Popeyes, but my favorite thing at Five Guys are those Cajun fries.
Same.
Great.
I guess it's weird. Like the fries at Five Guys feel like a higher tier than the fries at Popeyes. Like Popeyes fries.
Especially when they come in a brown, oily bag.
Yes. And that like fall through the bag. Put a gun to my head. I guess I'm going to say Five Guys.
You have to put a gun to my head to eat fucking Five Guys. Terrible.
What's your rant on Five Guys?
They even forgetting about the fries for a second, the burgers are disgusting. They fucking char it until it's a hockey puck, and you can't request it to be cooked less than that. It's like a piece
of I didn't realize you can't. I mean, they typically ask me how I want my.
They must like you better than me or something, because they don't ever ask me shit, and I ask them, and they say no. This is how we cook it, and you got to eat it like that.
I will say, yeah, like the it's similar to the Shake Shack burger, and I think Shake Shack does it better.
I can't. Yeah, it is. I would say in style, it's like a Shake Shack burger.
Yeah,
it's just so yeah. Shake Shack.
Their hot dogs are very good. At,
I don't
Five
like
Guys.
Shake Shack's burgers all that much, but I don't have like a revulsion to it like Five Guys. Just like.
What's your ultimate burger? Your fast food burger?
Wow, Wendy's, I guess. Carl's Jr. was great. They're not around here anymore.
I always wanted to go into the one in Coney Island, but it closed by the time I decided to go.
There was a Carl's Jr. in Coney Island?
Yeah, for like a year.
A little more than a year, yeah. That's gone. Roy Rogers is number one all time, but they're not even in the state anymore, so can't put them in the list.
There's one in like a New Jersey rest area, right? Is that one still there?
Yep. I think there might actually be one upstate, because I remember on my drive to Montreal, I saw it.
My axe, please.
Anytime I see a Roy Rogers now, Darren, I just think of you. You're my Roy Rogers beacon.
Never had a bad meal at a Roy Rogers. Okay, where were we?
Back to the coupons.
Chapter 2. Opting for the spicy tenders. I added their rice and beans. And can you imagine the farts that come out of here? Add a mac and cheese as the sides.
Oh, boy.
The container. I have made 8 meals out of this now. Added that.
I rationed for 3 months.
Coronavirus is a bitch. The container for these is rather small, to be honest.
That's a fair critique.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're tiny. With no dining in at the moment. This was a to-go order. They were all wearing masks and gloves, and the limited space was doing the best possible in keeping people distant from each other. I do sometimes have an issue with the counter person, as I don't think they always understand me. And I speak pretty clearly, even with a mask.
Why does this need to be in the review? Like, this is my favorite thing about his reviews. They just veer completely off topic into something very extra personal.
That's why he's elite, Rob. He makes special.
Very in-depth.
While there's no dining in at the moment, no shit. There hasn't been dining in for months. I guess there has been eaten. It's been going in and out in New York. Okay, so I take that back.
Yeah. He's writing this for his out-of-state readers who might not know the restrictions in New York City.
He's got a big following in Montana.
Myrtle Beach.
It's for all the live cast stars who are planning their New York City trips.
For all my Nebraska homies, if you're ever in Brooklyn and want
Guillermo,
to eat Popeye,
you're out there.
Deicide was not playing at this Popeye. Since everyone is on edge, it's always best to have counter people knowing how to process your order and get you out of the place. Minutes truly feel like hours under the circumstances of today. While I am trying to avoid most dishes like this, the colder weather and relative isolation finds me enjoying the adventure out to get some eats. As a rule, I've been refusing any plastic cutlery, as I have my own at home, and I think more people need to do that for the environment. A positive experience overall, and was glad to see them doing business. As someone else has pointed out, they are adjacent to a Burger King. So, you can also get something from there. You wanted to mix your dining experience up a little bit. A bang bang. That's a bang.
Yeah. Why not just write a separate review of the Burger King instead of like shouting it out in your review of the Popeyes? Come on, man.
And also like promote small businesses. Popeyes is a large chain, and so is Burger King. It's even larger.
Mm.
Well, that's yeah, there is a fantastic Chinese restaurant literally on that block that he could have promoted.
I do like, though, that he clearly read the other reviews before writing his, and he knows that someone else already pointed out that Burger King is right there. He doesn't want to, like, you know, copy anybody else's reviews, so he does research previous.
Listen, he does his homework, okay?
Yeah.
I do love that he points out that the cold weather and relative isolation finds me enjoying the adventure. How to get some eats.
I will say, oh, man. As many reviews as this motherfucker writes, there's a good chance he also reviewed the restaurant you want him to review in addition to Popeyes.
Yeah.
I'd like you to click on it on his name and also read the first review. It's for the Artichoke Pizza in his neighborhood.
I'm already on it.
I was reading ahead, and it's another classic.
I just want to see the ones where he disses the place. This is 4 stars, but I will read this. It's your recommendation.
My favorite thing about them, I agree, the best is when he knocks them, but I just love the tangents that he goes on. Just the specificity that he offers.
Have there any of you ever eaten at an artichoke pizza?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a chain?
Yeah. There's a few of them.
I mean, it was initially just one in the village. It was on 14th Street. That was like super famous. There was always a line down the block. The only time I would eat it is when I would be heading home at like 3 in the morning drunk, and it was basically the only place open. So that's really my experience. Their whole gimmick is they have oversized slices.
And isn't like the artichoke pizza, it's kind of like a artichoke dip.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had that. I've only had their
like
plain kind of thing.
It tastes like you're biting into a cup of artichoke dip.
Yeah, that I don't know if I
I'm never into those gimmick slices like the buffalo chicken.
I hate buffalo chicken anyway.
Yeah.
I want to say before I read this, I will get to it, but there is a very intriguing user info pane to the right of this, which has stats about our friend here and also a whole personal info bio. Are we interested in that?
I feel like we might have covered some of it, but go ahead.
All right. Well, he's got 435 useful reviews, 121 funny, and 183 cool.
Oh, these are people who like
reacted
to his reviews.
Right,
so,
ratings.
Yes.
Oh, someone thought he's cool.
Things I love: heavy metal music, good conversation.
Next.
Photography, journalism, concerts, comic books, travel, and museums. Oh, and quality eats. This is when I'm not yelping. I'm attending concerts, doing reviews, photography, and exploring my city. Last great book he read was Kiss Fac, FAQ. My last meal on Earth, Mom's Pot Roast. Baked potatoes, a great cheeseburger, pizza. And don't tell anyone else, but Broadway and classical shows are also loved.
Scandalo.
And his current crush? Let's keep some secrets. Okay. Smiley.
It's because he didn't know how to spell Noah's name.
He's very homophobic. He didn't want it to be mistaken that it was N-O-A-H and it was
me. Yeah.
Shame on you, person whose name we can't say. All right, here we go. I've been wanting to try my neighborhood artichoke Basile's pizza. Just a week or so, I made good on it. I was heading home and didn't want to cook anything and noticed their sign that pointed out a $10 large pie to take out.
Now, hold on one moment. This review is posted. Oh, yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And
from?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We're in the middle of a quarantine. Where's he getting home from?
Isolation and shit. And
winter storm. Winter storm.
You said winter sorg.
He's coming home from
winter. Also said winter sorg.
Go ahead.
A $10 large pie to take out. Yes, they are known for their artichoke pizza pie. But I have noticed that it is a tad pricey to get a full pie of. I am one of those who orders a pizza and freezes the slices I don't finish. Usually I devour three from my plate, depending on their size. As opposed
you freeze them? Sorry, Noah. You freeze them? I keep them in the fridge.
Yeah.
I need a break.
If
anyway.
You keep them in the fridge, they only last for so long, and then they turn into like a rock. But if you put them in the freezer, you can reheat them. And it's like the same thing that you buy at the grocery store if you buy like a Lean Cuisine or something.
I usually eat them within a week anyway.
Yeah.
I never.
That's not really a problem for me, but I hear you.
I refuse to eat pizza if it's not in the place. I just hate it. By the time it gets to your house, it's like already fucked.
So you don't get delivery pizza?
No. Well, I don't get anything delivered now because of coronavirus, but before even, I wouldn't order pizza.
Wow. Oh.
Huh. That's just gross. By the time it gets to your house, it's lost the like elite quality of pizza. Like it's got to become right out of the oven. Mm-hmm.
Got to disagree there.
I mean, I agree that it's
pizza elitist, Darren.
It's better at the restaurant, but it's still great delivery. Personally, at least I feel
room temperature pizza is fucking delicious to me. So it could be completely cold. I'm still loving it. But what I like to do is I like to just call it in and like time it out so I arrive like 2 minutes before they're done. That way I just walk it home myself. The pizza place is a few blocks away.
Right,
so.
You're right near it. I mean,
I've driven to pizza places, like some brick oven spots. I've driven to L&B's to bring it back.
That's behind
so
Robert.
Far. That pizza would be ice cold by the time you get home.
Not at all. And also, I'm having a slice on the way back anyway.
All right, that slice is good. And then you got 7 slices. It tastes like butthole.
No, they taste great.
All right.
And Green some people might like the taste of butthole. You don't know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the taste of a nice clean butthole.
Touche. Touche.
Touche.
Okay.
No, we missed that.
Especially if it's the flavor of pizza.
Ooh, butthole. Pizza butthole.
Or butthole flavored pizza.
Oh. You mean deep dish?
Nice.
I know. Yeah. Can I just say something about deep dish? I don't even. It's not even the taste. It's the like it's just soup. It's the consistency.
Yeah.
It's just fucking tomato sauce. Nothing like not halodietz or anything.
So it's just any excuse to toss a burn at deep dish. I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. Okay. As opposed to calling ahead, I walked in, like Rob, and asked. Had a pie ready to go, and they did, as someone had ordered and then killed. Just that you got some secondhand ass pizza. Oh. Just around the time that the pizza was coming out of the oven. Talk about good luck. Of course, if would not have been an issue, as I am only a 2-block walk from the. He's giving away his address. I just want to say.
More or less.
And it doesn't take me more than 5 minutes to do it. I got the pizza home and can say that it smells super. And will say that it's smaller than a large pie from a regular pizzeria.
But wait, I thought their whole thing was that their stuff was really, really big. So how is a large from there smaller than a regular large?
Well, he's exposing them for the frauds that they are. Yes. Or that's just their general scam that they do to everybody. Shame on you, Artichoke Pizza.
Yeah.
He still rated them 4 stars, though. The crust seemed thinner to me. I don't mind that every now and again. And the sauce was very tasty. I think that I might have wanted to find just a little more cheese. But at the end of the day, this was still super tasty. As it was a little smaller, I had 4 slices of the pie and vowed to do some long walking the following day.
The you rest, went to a further pizzeria next time.
And then 8 slices. And then walked some more. The rest went into the freezer to have several days later and reheated fine in the toaster oven and was just as good. Depending on my hunger pangs, I will for sure be checking them out again in the not-too-distant future.
Rob, are you going to make fun of him for having a toaster oven? How poor he is that he has a toaster oven?
What? Toaster ovens are great. Why?
I don't know.
Why is that a poor thing?
You'd look down upon.
I don't look down on coupon clipping. I use digital coupons. I look down on people that look through the circular every week.
You just look
for
down
coupons.
On analog coupons.
Yes, exactly.
It's more a tech thing than an
it's an environmental thing. Mm. So as Jared was reading, I kind of was jumping around his reviews. And you really, he's really giving away his whole life story here. For example, he spent the summer in Myrtle Beach visiting his parents. And one of the places he reviews is the Golden Corral.
Oh, no.
Which he gave 4 stars to.
That can't be this year. He couldn't have gone to a buffet this year.
He did. December 19th, 2020.
Very frightening. Wow. I could never.
He talks about they set the place up properly for social distancing. And while you can sit at a table on masks since you are eating. By the way, a Golden Corral is a buffet place.
Yeah.
So how are you doing socially distanced buffet? It's ridiculous. Anyway, when you needed to go up for your portions, you must also wear a protective glove that you are handed with your clean plate. It was different, but made perfect sense under the Kermit climate.
If you really need to do all this fucking, like, sterilization protection, just don't eat at a buffet. Disgusting.
I will do takeout. I will order, but I cannot do buffet. Buffet just seems like you're really, really asking for it.
You've got people coughing all over the fucking food all day.
Yeah, even if they've got, like, screens and stuff, no. No.
Something's getting past that screen. I fucking guarantee you.
Yeah. Especially that part of the country where they're not as vigilant about this in general.
There are no buffets open. Basically, all the buffets have the food already packaged, and you have to go and pick whatever.
Yeah, but, but there's, like...
At
like,
Whole Foods, the buffet is open now. They make you wear gloves, though.
All these Russian stores
the
have the buffets,
is,
too.
Is in a package. So that's not true.
No, this week when I went, this weekend, they started doing the buffet, the hot bar. And all the Russian stores have the hot bars. It's insane. And people are fucking just on top of each other, piling it on. I ran out of the store.
Everyone's wearing masks anyway, so it's like the cleanest buffet that you could possibly go to.
Not in the Russian neighborhoods.
I don't know. Anywhere. Those were already sketch. Yeah, plus the Russian neighborhoods are where there's the highest rates of the virus.
But they can't go in the stores without the mask.
I will tell you. Oh, come on! You really? You think they're going to post that?
Also, some of these people, they have their masks half on anyway.
The workers and the store manager have their fucking masks off half the time. I go into the stores a lot because I get my cold cuts, Russian cold cuts and stuff. I walk right out if I see them without the mask.
That's the other thing. A lot of these cold cut places, the cold cuts are just hanging out in the open. It's like, what? Put them in the fridge.
Okay, that's how it was before COVID, and you had no problem eating it.
I absolutely agree with you. And I'm not saying I still am not going to not eat it, but it just seems like you're asking for it. And in general, I agree. It was like that before. It shouldn't have been like that before. What?
So you're going to blame the cold cut and say that that we're asking for it?
Well, I've gotten sick from these fucking buffets before coronavirus happened. Like I got food poisoning like 3 times from the same place, and my dumbass kept going back. Like it would be like 6 months.
Well, that's on you then.
Well, my point I'm trying to make is that after this first 6 month period, I was like, well, it was so good. Like, I'm gonna give them a chance. Either they had an off day, or maybe I got sick coincidentally. You know, I give them a chance. I think that was a fair thing to do. And I went back. I got sick again. That's the point when I should have said,
poison me once. Shame
right.
on you.
But exactly. But then I went a third time because there was nothing open that day because I was down there and they were just open at like 11 o'clock and I got the leftover like that I completely blame myself.
Poisoned me 3 times.
Oh,
and so I the point I was getting at is so he did this review of Papa John's and he said he wanted, he says,
it's a Papa John's, man. Come on.
Now, with so many quality pizzerias in the Bay Ridge neighborhood, I don't normally go big on chain pizza places, but I wanted to try the other Papa Gia sandwich that used a Philly cheesesteak premise.
premise.
I had a buffalo chicken one in Sunset Park a few weeks ago. Anyways, place is clean, blah, 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 blah.
Is this the Papa John across the street from Dolphin Gym? Remember?
It's on Fifth Avenue, so is that... anyway, so he goes on... Once I got home, I got to enjoying this tasty treat, and I guess the best way to describe it would be to say that its consistency is that of a small personal pizza folded over. Although he says folder over. So maybe a slightly taco, slightly pizza sandwich item in overall appearance with meat and cheese and sauce on the inside. Blah, 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 blah. And then, but then he has a follow-up to the Papa John's thing with a second review. When I realized I had only checked in and not offered up some details, I decided to rectify this for the yelping community. Like, people are just on the edge of their seats, like, you didn't give us enough.
With bated breath.
So this place was visited during some work for the U.S. Census. As I was hoping to get a number of incomplete addresses counted, and since I was too far away from home, a lunch break was going to be something in the vicinity. So now we know what Ken Pierce has been doing this year. Oops.
Yeah,
well, we've said his name before.
All right.
But bless his heart.
Yeah.
Doing a little fancies.
Maybe one day we can invite him to the podcast and make
peace. Maybe.
God.
Make a peace offering.
Yeah.
Hand him an olive ranch.
Make
ranch.
A peace offering to the
an
president.
An olive ranch.
Who doesn't know that we're at war with him?
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, we're
God
talking about things.
So many hits, so.
Yeah.
The least he could do for us.
You know, I love Ken, but I hate God. And I hate God. The band is a snarling sound of dead end America, and they've been around since 1988, and they're coming back with a brand new album. It's A History of Nomadic Behavior. It's out March 12th on Century Media Records, and the band is back. Gary Maders, the bass player, Aaron Hill on drums, of course, Jimmy Bauer on guitar, and Mike Nine Williams doing the vocals. I Hate God, one of the big stoner metal bands, one of the icons of stoner metal, and always delivered. It's kind of one of the bummers about not having shows is not being able to see I Hate God live, because I've seen them so many times. They always deliver. They have sick tones, and you can bring those sick tones into your ear drums with A History of Nomadic Behavior out March 12th, 2021. Noah, you almost saw God. You climbed your way up to see God. You didn't quite make it there.
Oh, I thought you meant you fell off or something.
Oh, no. You did a little mountain climbing this week, right?
We can't hear. So, there we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So last year, remember I was talking about going ice climbing?
Neil.
And it was very scary. So this year, we went mountain climbing. And it was really scary at first, but then kind of fun. But mostly.
So now, how does this work? Is this the type of thing where you're like at the top of the mountain and then you propel down, or how do you start?
Rappel.
Rappel. Rappel, not propel.
I didn't mean to like dunk on you. Noah's got to turn the knife in.
Of course, that's my role.
It's okay. Noah's always typically so good with the English language that she's allowed to dunk on me. Right, Noah?
That's fire.
Oh, what's your excuse, Rob?
I was raised by immigrants.
Wow, now he's bashing immigrants. God damn, Rob.
I'm bashing them?
Who's next?
I'm bashing two specific immigrants. My parents.
That doesn't make it better.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Noah. So you rappelled down? Rappelled down?
It's actually not even that. It's called belay. I belay.
Perry Jean belay? Wait. So you're at the top. How do you get to the top of the mountain?
I just want to say, before you go any further, I am anti-bullying, and I think it's cruel. I think we should do everything we can to protect our children. Go ahead.
So we had an instructor, you know, like, teach us how to do it, but essentially, if we ever learn to do it on our own, one of us will have to lead belay, which means that you climb up to the top point. And usually, like, all these climbing zones, they already have like hooks and stuff inside of the rock that you attach your carabiner to as you climb up. And so anyway, so our instructor, he went all the way to the top, and then he pushed the rope through, and then he came down, and then we would just try to climb up.
But, oh, I see. So he set it all up for you, and then you just clipped in and you started climbing.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely making it sound a lot better than it was, but basically that's the process. Is my mic working? I feel like
it's okay. It kind of sounds like you're slowly running away from
the
mic.
You're
like you're further and further. Yeah. Robert Carabiner or whatever his name is.
Now we can't hear you at all.
No.
Nothing.
So, Sid, now, before the show, we were talking about mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
And that's you mentioned you haven't had mozzarella sticks in a while.
Yeah, I've got high cholesterol, and my doctor told me that cheese is a thing to avoid if I wanted to reduce my cholesterol. So I tried my best to reduce my cheese intake, but I kept going back for rechecks. And even though I was eating better, my cholesterol kept going up somehow anyway, which was very frustrating. So now I'm on Lipitor, which means fuck it, I'm going to have cheese whenever I want because I'm medicated, so whatever. But I have
Are there side effects to Lipitor? I mean,
there's listed. I haven't encountered any yet, thankfully, because a lot of them are things that I already have, like diarrhea, constipation. I can't have muscle deterioration because I don't have muscles, so that's not an issue for me. So I'm pretty much good.
Yeah. You're back, Nola. What did you want to say about Lipitor?
I said, I can't believe Sid is on Lipitor.
Really?
Why?
It seems like the most obvious thing to happen to me.
You know, it's not that. I guess it's just like it really shows how
old we are.
Okay, yeah. I didn't want to say it like that, but
yeah,
I'm mature.
I equate with when you get older.
To be fair,
well, guess
though,
what? It's in his 40s.
My old doctor that I saw back when me and Rob lived together, whenever I'd go for checkups and stuff, he would always, like, a week later mail me, like, my blood work results, and he'd circle, like, the cholesterol and write, like, call me, see me, and I would just ignore it because I was like, if it's really bad, he would just call me. He wouldn't send a letter asking me to call him. So this could have been 15 years in the making for all I know. I could have been in my late 20s needing Lipitor if that existed then.
There's no one in Darren's background. Or our video.
Oh, yeah, there I am.
That's funny. Sid, when I went to the doctor not too long ago, and I got like blood work done, my cholesterol was also like higher than average. Mm-hmm. And I was asking how I could lower my cholesterol, because I just assumed like cholesterol was like grease. But then they kind of like really, really like broke it all down for me. And I realized like my entire diet is basically cholesterol. So I just want to read this message. Here are the lifestyle recommendations for lowering cholesterol. Limit your intake of foods that are high in cholesterol. Well, okay, obviously. High cholesterol, saturated fats, and trans fats. Choose lean sources of protein, such as chicken, fish, and legumes.
Bone-in or?
Did not mention bone-in.
A lot of cholesterol in the bone.
Well, the good thing there is I don't really eat that much red meat anymore, so
yeah.
It's not so bad. Eat a wide variety of high fiber foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. I'm good on that. Yeah. Opt for baked, broiled, steamed, grilled, and roasted foods instead of fried foods.
Yeah, getting baked is not the same, Rob.
Avoid fast food and junk food. Foods that are high in cholesterol, saturated fats, or trans fat include red meat, organ meat,
egg yolks and high-fat dairy products. And I realized, oh, dairy, that's like the big cornerstone of my diet. Like basically ice cream. I never realized like ice cream had cholesterol.
Don't have cholesterol. So
yeah.
Savory foods that you.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason, I thought it was like oil-based food, but no. Deep-fried food, processed food made with cocoa butter, palm oil, or coconut oil. Deep-fried foods such as potato chips, onion rings, and fried chicken. Certain baked goods, such as cookies and muffins.
God, that's like everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, so I can't eat anything.
Everything good has cholesterol.
Yeah, everything good basically has cholesterol.
You know what?
How could we not be on Lipitor?
You can't. It seems intuitive that you can, like, go to the gym and work out and your cholesterol will go down, but it doesn't do shit. Like, you have to stop eating that stuff. Because I, like, fucking just killed it in the gym for like a year, and my cholesterol at the end of it, I was in great shape, but my cholesterol was just high as shit still. Not high as shit, like it was over the normal. So not in territory.
The lead up to this conversation with my doctor was exactly what you're mentioning, is I did start working out. All my other things, all my other like levels, like blood sugar and all that, were going down because of working out, but the cholesterol was the only thing that remained unchanged at the time. So that's when I was like, all right, well, what do I got to do? I think I'm doing better now.
You, if professional by any means, but I did work at a health food store, and the alternative to Lipitor is called red yeast rice.
What is red yeast rice?
It's a pill. You don't eat it, but it helps reduce cholesterol.
It sounds like some acupuncture shit. Is this for real?
Like a
real
supplement? Yeah.
But I mean, it's like some holistic shit, though, right? It's not like.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Is this like the stuff Alex Jones advertises on his show?
You got to get the red yeast, people. All right, let's talk about red yeast pills. Here we go. Here we go, people. Red yeast rice. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Noah. Noah, my new sidekick, had to get rid of the old guy.
Anti-establishment.
The old guy was a lizard demon. I had to hire Noah. Noah's my new producer. Oh, I get so angry.
Well, she did leave Sirius. Maybe this is where she's gone.
This is where you get serious. Let's get serious.
About cholesterol.
Establishment and cholesterol. That cholesterol, I tell you, they're pumping it in all our veins. And I'm going to stop it. I'm coming. I'm coming for you, cholesterol. RedYeastRice.com.
I like red beans and rice. Is that? Could I have that?
Red beans and rice. Didn't miss my butt. I'll tell you that. Alex got back.
And that's the episode title.
Wow, like fucking 89 minutes in.
I was racking my brain for it, and then you just laid that on my lap.
I never lay anything on anybody's lap. Don't spread vicious rumors about Alex Jones.
Well, as we wind down, I want to quickly mention that we have a Spotify playlist that we've been doing. A music break playlist instead of actually playing music during the show, where it could get flagged for copyright. And so each of us pick a song every week. So that's four songs a week. And we build the playlist. So follow us on Spotify and let's talk about the songs we picked. Noah, what song did you pick?
A band called Gravesend.
They played the temple.
I recently heard about.
No, that's a different Gravesend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's more than one Gravesend? That's absurd.
That, right. The Gravesend that played the temple was a local band that broke up a while ago.
From the neighborhood called Gravesend. I figured
from the neighborhood called Gravesend, yeah.
But there's another Gravesend in Britain. Maybe it's named after that one.
I'm now
disappointed. No, this one is also a New York-based Gravesend, but it is a different act.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're getting all this buzz. And I like their, you know, like all the music that's up on Spotify. And I particularly like the album cover. I don't know if anyone's seen it. It's like some bum on a train holding up a a newspaper Post. That says the Pope was shot, which is cool. I like their optics.
Yeah, there's a lot of New York references in the,
yeah.
in the song titles and in the artwork.
And the photographer, his name is John Kahn, and he takes a lot of old New York style photos.
I miss New York.
So the song that I picked, it's like a single that they put out. I still don't understand the difference between singles and their whole album is out, but I guess it's not. But their album is called Methods of Human Disposal, and the song is called Ashen Piles of the Incinerated.
Cool. And yeah, I dig it. I've heard. I think we did a premiere of one of their songs, and we actually just posted a review of the album. Comes out on Friday.
It's a live read now. What's happening?
No, I'm promoting Metal Injection.
Oh, you want to give the URL of the review? Is it a positive review?
It's too long. Search Gravesend.
Gravesend, 4.5 stars.
It's a nun on the subway, and she's holding a newspaper that says Pope shot.
So you thought a nun was a bum?
Same thing, right?
Fucking Zionist agenda over here. God. Down with Christianity.
No, Sid, what did you pick?
Once again, I drew inspiration from the Discord. Here Goes Nothing yesterday in the music channel posted a link to a Primus song. And so I responded with a link to my favorite Primus song, which is Too Many Puppies. And that's what I put in the playlist. It's a very good song.
A lovely song.
Fry.
Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite album by now.
Definitely. Same. Frizzle Fry.
It was for a long time. It was Sailing the Seven Seas of Cheese.
No, not seven. Just Sailing the Seas of Cheese.
Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Why do I think seven? Well, because there's seven.
No cheese. No cheese.
Yeah, that's right. We got to avoid that. That's where cholesterol comes from.
Darinsky, what did you pick?
I played Moxie. And what song was it? Oh, Moonrider. Moonrider, fill with desire. Really good, straightforward, classic rock, 70s classic rock. That's my mood lately.
And
a lesser known, they're Canadian. They're not up there with, MC5 or whatever, but they're just fucking no pretension, just fucking, power forward shit. Really good. Moxie. MOXY. Oh, and the song is on the Black Album, a self-titled album known as the Black Album. It's like Metallica.
Oh, wow.
Cool. And I picked Genghis Tron. They're back, baby. And they put out a two-song single today called Ritual Circle. And I picked the B-side because the A-side, obviously, was the one everyone was posting about. So... I'm very excited that they're back. I felt like they were very ahead of their time when they were originally around, and then synthwave happened, and now they're kind of back to hopefully cash in a little bit, make a little moolah. So Genghis Tron is my pick. And that's our music break. So I guess there's only one thing left to do, and that's as we wrap it up. Talk about our top livecast fans of the week. Was there anything else before we get the hell out of here?
I just want to quickly wrap up my climbing story.
Oh, I'm sorry. We totally got.
Oh, because my mic went out. It's fine.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. In the end, I enjoyed doing something that was scary. That's all.
So how long was the whole climbing session?
It was all day. We did three climbs, two in the same location, then we drove somewhere else, and it was basically from 10:30 to 4 o'clock.
And this is a full body workout, I imagine.
Well, Rob, since I've been training to be an Olympic weightlifter, it was a little bit easier for me. If I hadn't been working out the last 3 weeks, it definitely would have been hard. But it's really interesting because you really have to trust the rubber on your shoes, and the rubber on your shoes keeps you glued to the rock, and it makes it not as hard as you think it would be.
Are these specific shoes?
Yeah,
for climbing?
Obviously, yes. Climbing shoes.
Did you rent them, or you have your own now?
The instructor brought me some, but if you ever go bouldering or whatever, you could use the same shoes. And he also brought us the harness, which was fun to put on. And
wow,
bouldering is like scissoring, but with your nuts.
If it's not, it is now.
Yeah. A sneak peek at next Sexual Jeopardy.
Okay.
It has to have a name. If it's not bouldering, it should be.
Do you have any more extreme activities lined up?
That was it for a while.
By the way, I think that's it for Sexual Jeopardy for a while, too. I mean, I scraped the bottom of the internet for that shit. I mean, we're going to have to let it build up for a while.
I can handle that.
I'm sure your quarantine has had people come up with lots of new disgusting things to do that just need to make their way onto the internet now.
Exactly.
Give it a few more months and you should have a new batch.
It's a good way to look at it. Well, as we wind down, I do want to give a shout to our top livecast fans of the week. You can be a top livecast fan of the week by hitting up our Patreon at the $10 level. And the $10 level gives you all the access that I mentioned in the $5 level earlier in the show. Plus, I get a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. I'm going to do these in the Ken Pierce voice.
I want you to do it at Steve-O, actually.
Oh, my God.
I don't even have a Steve-O voice. But I would like to give a shout out of 5-star rating to Eric and Rabaganoush, a.k.a. Justin and Benjamin. El Duderino, I'm not into that kind of sharing. Then, Mindy Mayer's Kippa, Clock Destroyer, Imas Yander Chasseur Chassoussets Lacroix The Crustacean Sensation aka God Stomper Ash Bozhelov Dallas Robber Vampiro Shane Hugo likes tacos, Lando Danks, Perilous Patches, and Douglas, who are you, Levison? That was that.
It was like Ken meets Triple H.
And Lem. So that's our show. We'll be back next week. It's passing out, guys. I woke up at 5:30 today.
Why?
Just woke up. I've been going to sleep early, so I've been waking up early. I've been passing out at like 9:30, 10. I woke up at 5:30, and then I had to poo, and then I was just up. You know how that is.
I do.
So I just went to the pool early. I did a little swim, got a little bathing.
Pooed in the pool?
No, I pooed, then went to the pool. I showered in between as well.
Okay.
I didn't want any poo in the pool. What is that? Vague sounds of me farting. All right, it's time to get out of here, folks. Thank you. Oh. Trevor, it's time to drop the deuce that is this podcast.
Jesus, come on. Be nice.
We're out of here, folks. We'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. We did it. We can't hear you, Noah. We still can't hear you.
Yeah, that was so weird.
I don't know, like it keeps.
Oh, now we hear you.
Yeah, I have to keep unplugging it and then plugging it back in. It's so weird. And it sounded like it was starting to happen to Darren's mic too. Is your mic working, Darren? Test 1, 2.
Testing. It might have been just me talking low. I do that sometimes.
I think he was just putting his hand over the mic at that one point when it was low. We were talking about the music, Noah.
Yeah. But am
I lower now than before?
Yes. Now you're lower.
Vastly lower.
Now you're like fading.
What
the hell? The mic failing or what? Maybe you need a new new cord.
I'll just yell into it. Do you want to talk about clips?
Something from Tommy Lee.
Like what?
What was like the best part of that? What was our best Tommy Lee riff?
I'm
blanking.
What was the one when we said that he only beats good things and he quits good things?
Like yeah.
He
quit heroin because it was too good, and that's why he didn't quit Motley Crue.
That's good. Yeah, that was during the Tom Segura bit.
I can scan it and see if there's anything else.
Then what? You're gone, Noah.
let me load up.
Okay, I'll just use my.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
All right, I'm using my computer mic.
Okay.
Maybe like without saying that it's him, but we can do like a reading or no.
Yeah.
Or like one of the riffs that we went off like during the reading, like the Popeyes thing or.
I don't know.
Maybe when we discuss our favorite fast food burgers and then we just add a question asking the fans what their favorite fast food burger is, something like that.
Sure.
Okay.
That seems okay to me. If you,
I like making fun of Rob over the value pack, but I understand you don't want to.
Rob thrift shaming.
Okay.
I guess that's fine. The only other thing we talk about, cholesterol, being old men.
I was going to say Alex Jones, making fun of Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, that I was supposed to be producer?
Yeah.
That's
that's so
a good
funny.
Bit.
We revealed, this week on the show, we revealed Noah's new job.
New gig.
Yes. That's a good one, yeah.
And then that way the cholesterol awareness gets out there for Red East Rice.
Do you want all four of those?
What was the other one?
Kill one of them. Tommy Lee quitting heroin, the fast food burger preferences, the Rob value pack coupons. And
oh, no, let's kill that one.
The Rob
one? Yeah.
Okay, oh, I really like that. All right. The other three then.
Thank you.
Okay. Rob, can you upload the audio?
Yeah.
Train?
It takes like 20 minutes to render. And then I'll
Okay. Thank you.
See you all on Sunday.
Bye. Oh, yes.